This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
I trust you've chosen some incredible items from Moonlight Adult Boutique, Pete?
Yes.
Don't forget, guys, Moonlight Adult Boutique in Kansas City, Missouri, over on Truman Road on 40 Highway, KCK State Avenue, and up in Brody Town, Topeka Boulevard.
All right.
Let's do men first. Donald, welcome to the show. What's your story?
I'm 43, married, second marriage, got a bunch of toys at home, got a C-pump, some C-rings. Wife's got a whole bunch of toys.
Story with those C-pumps, man. Necessary or just fun?
Just fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, not really necessary.
Do you do it by yourself or do it before you have sex?
Oh, the wife does it.
Is that right? It shows the vacuum tube on it? I've never understood if that was good or not. I'm not against it, Donald. Just asking questions because I don't know. I'd rather hear it from you than read it on the box.
It's got the suction pump like a blood pressure cuff.
Uh-huh.
Regular glass tube fits right over.
Yeah, well, I know how it works. Yeah. All right, let's stop there, shall we? you got married twice, huh?
Yes, sir.
What's the story there? Why the first time wasn't enough?
I can't say that it wasn't enough. It just wasn't right.
No, I just mean you didn't take it in the ass bad enough the first time. You decided to try a second time.
Well, of course.
All right. You're like one of my friends that goes to jail the second and third time, and I'm like, hey, the first time wasn't bad enough, huh? You were in for five. Now you got to go back and try it again, do you?
Yeah, I'm trying to go for a 10.
Hey, dude, my buddy Big E, he got divorced in a terrible marriage that last year. I mean, awful. And within another year, he moves abroad in. I'm like, God damn. Talk about a guy that needs a mommy. By the way, I only say that when I'm a hand's length away from him.
Yeah, that's wise.
Yeah, I don't say that when I want to actually get to me. All right, you stay right there. You're going to play, Donald. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
All right. John, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Yes, sir. Johnny, how you doing? I'm 33 years old. I've been married for 7 years. My wife has a vibrating egg and a dildo.
All right. You stay there, John. You're going to play as well. Nick is going to join us. Nick, hi.
What's up, Johnny? Let's play.
Let's play, man. What's your story?
Oh, 40 years old, got a girlfriend of 10 years. She's got a couple of vibrators, and I have some old janky sleeve and need another one.
At what point do we throw away our janky sleeve? Just like a pair of shoes with a hole in it or underwear that's frayed too much.
That's exactly what it is, and you just can't get rid of it.
I mean, how sexy she must feel when she sees that dirty old thing laying in the drawer.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, John, Donald, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. So,
listen up.
For the fellas, our item up for bid
is the perfect stroke from $0.
Fellas, discover the first pump and stroker combination that lets you start right from the beginning of your fantasy.
No longer do you have to prime yourself, fellas.
Because when you have yourself a hard-off,
The perfect stroke is for you.
That's right, my flaccid friends.
We know that sometimes it's hard to pull start the old mower.
Maybe it was too much whiskey.
Maybe it was the cocaine.
Maybe mounting your sex toy was like trying to put wet spaghetti through a keyhole.
But with the Zero Tolerance Perfect Stroke, you no longer have to worry about that.
Place your sad member in its opening.
And allow its rib chamber to pull you into pleasure.
I mean, you know, not you.
You never have that problem.
We get it. You're manly.
You have absolutely no need to bid on this product.
But you will, and you know why.
Because you, sir, are a filthy degenerate. Welcome. The wipes are by the door.
Yes, you can use it hard or limp.
Oh, it no work.
It's the perfect stroke, vibrating stroker and pump from Zero Tolerance.
It's a big ticket item, fellas. And it can be yours if the price is right.
Let's take a gander at this thing. Now, what does it mean by movie vibrating masturbator lubricant? The movie?
Yeah, there's a movie. There's a code where you go online and you type it, it's a movie. You get a movie download.
Oh, so it doesn't coordinate with this?
Right. No.
Oh, like,
no. But
well, why would you need it? You porn's on. Why do I? I mean, that seems unnecessary. He's already been through this thing. Oh, look, it's got a big jelly labia on it. That does look nice. And then you've got your charging cord. This goes in here. And then this is your, emptying valve?
Yeah.
Oh,
I get a oil change.
Oh, and what is this part?
Well, that's also, when you go to get it going, you pop that out, you get your pressure just right, then you cork it.
Oh, I don't want to work that hard.
It doesn't matter how fancy the toys get. The dump tube on the end always is the same.
How about the pressure thing? Once you get your pressure right, like I have a problem getting the balloon tied before the air gets out.
Yeah.
I don't need
a tea kettle of semen.
In, give some squeezes and...
Once the suction gets right, then you put the cap back on it, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And
then you can squeeze a little bit more. And then you
don't do what you're doing.
Then the cooler drain, you know, like when the water gets funky in the bottom.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Well.
As per
usual, man, we're going to look gross. Let's do this. Donald, what would you pay for this? And apparently, it's a big ticket item.
Big ticket item, I'm going to go $79.99.
$79.99. All right. John.
I'm going to go $101.
$101. And finally, Mr. Nick.
Let's go $102.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price,
$112.99.
Oh, no longer sticking it in a janky mess. Man, comes in its own swamp dump and strange see-through vulva. Yeah. And it's the weird thing about this, the end of this thing is, it doesn't look like a human vagina. It just looks like we're going to call that poking the donut.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I
a
feel
clear
like that's,
donut.
That's something they use when I go in for the procedure.
Jamming the jellyfish. That's totally clear. All right, listen, it's all yours. Nick, come down and pick that thing up. I'm going to take care of you, John, and you, Donald, man, if you guys want to go to Freaker's Ball, or I'll get you hooked up for SmackDown or Steel Panther, all right?
Sounds good, brother. Thank you.
Stay right there.
That is going to look like a jellyfish when you're flushing it and it's floating around your sink.
I'm a man of war. I'm a man of war. So terrible, man. Dude, that's the problem. We look so gross. Like, women, you guys look great. You do. You know you do. Tell me Mike doesn't like to watch you.
Of course. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to see Mike jam the donut? Jelly the donut?
Just once, but
no,
on a normal occasion. No,
it's so gross.
It's private time for sure.
Why are we such pigs?
Lock the door. Never run the mystery.
We're pigmen. We're just shaved chimps tugging on body parts and then having to just discard the horror afterwards. We're just disgusting. It's not going to stop me from masturbating to Pornhub today.
Oh, no.
I just make sure that nobody's around me.
Lock your doors.
Yeah.
Exit out of your browser when you take the iPad somewhere.
Can you imagine meeting girls like, no, I think that's the hottest thing in the world. I couldn't even talk to her anymore. I'd be like, no, there's something wrong with you.
Oh, bad things happen.
All right. Julie, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Julie. I'm 27. I'm divorced, but I have a boyfriend. And I have a vibrating dildo.
27. How long were you married?
Like 8 months.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm game. I got a little time here. What's the story? How does one only stay married 8 months? Like that, I feel like you must have known you didn't want to get married when you got married.
It was kind of like a quick shot decision, and then he turned out to be someone who he wasn't before we got married. So,
well, that's every human being, I believe. I think that's the problem. But okay, so you say he wasn't who you thought he was. How long did you know him before you got married?
Well, not very long, actually. I was younger and dumber, you know? So.
I got you. Hey, listen, you're not on you know, trial here. I'm just curious.
Well, he put his hands on me. That's what it came down to.
Well,
so I was like, done.
Yeah,
bye.
Of course.
Not doing that.
How did you know him?
Good.
How long did you know him?
I met him at work, and I knew him for just a few months, honestly.
That's crazy. Although, I get it, because new sex will lead to stupid decisions.
Right.
It really will, because you're like, this is so good. I bet it'll always be this good. We never get on each other's nerves. We don't have any fights. Mm-hmm. We don't disagree on anything. We've known each other 2 weeks, and she likes to eat. I like to eat. I ride in cars. She rides in cars. I like air. She likes air. We've both been swimming. It's pretty much perfect.
Until he does.
Yeah, well.
So I'm glad she bounced.
Yeah, right. So good. Yeah. All right, well, let's see if we can find something for your vagina. You're going to play today. All right, you stay right there, because I got to talk to Miss Hannah. Hannah, hi. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Hannah, 23, I'm single, and I just have one dildo.
One dildo, so sad for Hannah. Just one, 23 years old in a lonely dildo drawer. That's a horrible story, Hannah. How come you only, why do you have only one?
Honestly, I'm cheap. I keep looking at prices, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's just, I just picture like some poor girl flipping through a catalog or on Amazon. Like looking through dildo sites, like one day I'll have good dildos. One
window
day.
Shopping.
Yeah. Just putting them up, pictures on the wall, maybe the fridge, just to look at it every day and think about what the future may hold.
It's our dream board.
It's a dream board. That's right. Well, that's a very sad story, Hannah, and I hope that we can help you today. How often do you abuse that vibrator?
Probably more than I should say.
Oh, no, you should say.
At least daily.
Oh. 23 years old, cannot stop masturbating.
No.
Sad girl only has one vibrator. I feel like this is already a movie, but we're going to move on. You're going to play. All right. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny.
Wasn't that a sad story?
They got me feeling like the old dirty lady over here. I just turned 30 this year, and I've got a drawer full of favorites. So.
See, Hannah? There's hope.
She's learned to treat herself.
That's right. That's right. And Sarah, how often do you go to the dirty drawer?
I mean, like, most recently?
Well, Hannah does it every day.
Well, I don't go to the drawer every day. I have been married for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're already married. All right. Well, Sarah, Hannah, Julie, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is the Brutus Glass Dildo Thruster from Master Series. This 6.5-inch realistic glass dildo is ready to conquer any orifice. Built as rock hard as the Colosseum, it has a ribbed handle for easy grip. It's ideal for temperature play. Use it to warm things up before your man goes south and he'll be gladiator.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Well, they're actually here to bid on a glass dome. Ladies, you won't have to wait for the Ides of March to get some glass lovin'. This sturdy, clear dildo thruster is the perfect dictator. Use it on yourself or bend your lover over and say, "Etou, booty."
Okay, that's all the Roman Empire jokes I've got. I'm sorry.
It's the Brutus Glass Dildo Thruster.
It's a big ticket item.
And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
You said "Etou, booty."
Yeah. History.
So good. Oh, we even made you make higher education and history sound 8-year-old again.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Etou, booty. Super good. This thing is brutal, isn't it? Hence the Brutus. But let me share this with you, Nicholas. First of all, it's got some weight to it. Is it open?
Yeah.
There's no batteries.
No.
This is old school. No charging.
Glass. We've always heard good things about glass.
It's
good old faithful.
It's good old faithful. Well, it'll never leave you hanging, Sarah. This thing, hold on. It's like, I feel like I'm like Excalibur.
I feel like you are too. Oh.
I just pulled it up.
What up, King Arthur?
Woo! I know, right? Look at that glass. And this thing's like.
Goddamn.
In my hand, like.
Who's there?
This is for real, man. First of all, yeah, it's always going to be ready. And it's kind of fancy because it looks like crystal.
It does.
And,
looks like there's figurines.
Mm-hmm. And if you had to, you could beat a man to death with it, Julie. So there you go. Or is
you
it Hannah?
Ship it too.
Was it Hannah or Julie? Who got married? Who had to get
Sarah's
out?
Sarah's been quite active.
No. That had to get out of the...
Julie.
Julie, yeah. You could beat a man to death with this, Julie.
I'm good.
So, yeah, I mean, I bet that thing weighs every bit of 3 pounds. I mean, it's solid Pyrex glass. Look at that.
This is incredible.
Machine washable.
Again, throw it right in the dishwasher. Power Grayskull. Exactly. I hold it to the gods. Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
I've never seen anything like it.
Do you think is that appealing?
Yes.
I can never tell if girls would like a glass one or not.
I don't know, but yes, it piques my interest. I would be absolutely curious.
I feel like I could, maybe could try to, you know, look down at it.
When I stare at it long enough, I see dolphins. Like a kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, look at it. It's like a kaleidoscope of dolphins.
Pretty good. And I'm not kidding. You could literally club a man to death with this.
You
thing.
Jab that in some dude's mouth, he's got to get a whole new set.
Bonk. Hey. Bonk. All right. Mm-hmm. Ladies,
damn.
Let's see if you can take it. Julie, what would you bid for not only a pleasure giving glass dildo, but a bludgeon for a bad man?
I'll say $89.95.
Sad Hannah.
I would say $95.
I actually wrote Sad Hannah on the
gun. Hannah's vagina's a pore.
She is. It's really kind of...
I hope we fix that.
It's sad, man.
I grew up in a rural area. What she's trying to say is that she is a poverty person.
Okay, we got Sarah. Sarah, welcome. And what would you bid?
I'm going to go with $119.
$119. And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$99.99.
Woo!
Oh, Sad Hannah.
You going uptown.
Sad Hannah. The glory is yours.
You turned that frown upside down.
This is.
Look at that.
She's going to be like, this is like an heirloom.
Oh, my God. It really, you may want to showcase it in your living room.
You really could. You may have to get a stand for it. You could light it. Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful.
Oh, you should light it.
Yeah.
You really
I'm
should. I'm
going to go right in the middle of the living room.
Yeah. Look at that.
Me, and I'll be like, the gods gifted me with this.
Yeah. Look how the light plays on the veins.
You just wait, Hannah. My goodness.
You know what? Everybody covets your Pyrex dildo. It's a it's just filled with majesty and... Well, don't blame us if you hurt yourself, Miss One, today.
When you joust yourself with that thing.
Yeah, just be careful. I suppose you could afterwards, if it was sore, you could leave it in the freezer and use it to cool
yes,
off a
could.
Little bit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
For warm and cold play.
That's right.
Oh, congrats,
I
Hannah.
I hate when he says play. Warm and cold play.
Cosplay.
Any kind of play. Play is for children. I want to F. I don't want to play. No playing. Tinkerbell banger. Stay right there, Hannah. Sarah, Julie, you've both been fine contestants. So we're going to reward you with something fine. Jake's going to tell you on the line, either Frigga's Ball tickets, or we'll get you hooked up with Trail of Terror. If you want to go to the Exiled Trail of Terror out in Bonner Springs, that's a pretty great haunted walk, and or Steel Panther, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, stay right there. Oh, Hannah. I'm very excited for Hannah. Hannah, would you say this is the best day?
No, that's Sarah.
So that's Sarah. Hold on. Let me get this. Let me talk to Hannah. Hannah, would you say this is the best day of your life?
Honestly, yes.
Yeah. You see?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you sat in your lonely house thinking other girls have multiple vibrators, dildos, butt plugs, nipple clamps? One day, maybe my prince will come, no pun intended, and bring you some incredible items. No longer will you be a one dildo girl.
Oh, man. Probably since I first started having sex, and then I got that.
Mm-hmm.
So about 3 years.
And so you've had this one. It's your only one, and you must be fearful that it could break someday.
Oh, very.
That's your greatest fear. This is so good. Hannah does not take this lightly.
Look, if you can break this one, you're amazing. So
if I break it, you'll be the first people to know. I'll call you and be like, I broke it.
All right. Well, my first question will be what? You or the dildo?
Probably myself first.
All right. Well, you enjoy it. It is all yours. I feel like the world worked itself out today.
I'm so happy for Hannah.
Oh, my God. You tell me, dear listeners, that we're not doing the Lord's work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.